Wake up and smell the piss. It's Chip and Andy's World of Nonsense. Jew fucking Jew. They said it could never be done.
Quote from the lazy Chip Shergold. Yeah, and what I'll probably do is I'll come over and do my prep at yours today.
No, come on. I was very tired. I was very upset. And I thought it'd be easier to do it at yours.
Why are you upset? No luck with the ladies?
No luck. No.
not even on your special day yesterday.
Oh, I know. Well, no. I had to get Josh to provide that for me, my housemate, which is... It's quite lovely, actually.
Yeah, so, but yeah. The viewers are interested. Why is it such a special day?
Well, yesterday was the day of my birth.
Oh!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Chipper. Happy birthday to Chipper. Happy birthday, dear Chipper.
Yesterday.
Happy birthday to you. And as a special gift...
Yep.
We've only gone and done it.
We have done it.
We got my bloody brother on.
Yay!
Here he is.
Here he is. Because he's on the Zoom.
Back in the game.
Yeah, he is wearing one of the worst hats I've ever seen.
Right, cheers for that, lads. I'll see you later then.
Yeah. Quite exciting, really. Our first guest.
Well, do you know what? Actually, it's quite apt because, you know, we were talking about Bill and Ben the Flower Pot Men last week. Looks like Bill
and
Ben.
Yeah, he does. He even looks like that or homeless.
I literally am Bill and Ben.
And I'm a bit disappointed, actually, because he's sporting a rather nice branded jumper. Usually he just wears the G-Tech. So I'm a bit... What's up with that, Rob? You spruced
up. I've got three G-Tech layers underneath me, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, get the G-Tech out, mate.
Yeah, get
surely.
The G-Tech out, exactly.
But last time I wore four layers of G-Tech, we lost 2-0, so I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, okay, never again. But yeah, great to have you on, Rob. I mean, it's good to have our first guest. Wow.
On episode 10.
Episode 10 episodes we're on now. God,
yeah, no, I'm excited, but I'm more excited to see Andy's dance moves after the revelations of the last podcast.
Exactly.
Hey, do you want? I'll do one right now.
Yeah, do it.
You can describe it to the viewers.
I will. So he's getting up. He's getting a bit older. Clickety knees. Oh, very nice. I believe he's doing what they call the floss. Is that what kids call it?
Very well.
Yeah, very well as well. Someone's been doing some lunges and squats, I believe. The glutes are looking rather rather large there in his jogging bottoms.
And it hasn't happened in a while, but I've spilt my fucking tea.
Yeah, you have, your donut. Do you know what? I always keep my tea close to my crotch. Always.
Bloody.
Because you wouldn't ever want to spill it there, so you just make sure you don't spill it. It's a good technique.
So, Rob, what did you get Chip for his birthday?
Yeah.
For his birthday, I got him absolutely soddle.
What about that hat? I can have that, I think.
You can have this hat. I tell you
right
what,
in the bin.
I'm gonna get you a G-Tech fleece, Chip.
Oh,
don't
please.
You worry about
that
it.
That would be absolutely amazing for anyone. That
limited
know,
edition.
Rob only ever wears his work clothes. He hasn't bought any clothes in about 7 years.
He wears worse clothes than you.
He does. Rob actually wears worse clothes than me, don't you, Rob? And I'm not even being harsh here. Rob.
Wait, Chip. We haven't got the quarter zip yet, but we're working on it.
Exactly. You just it's brilliant, but. No, I would actually love a quarter zip G-Tech. I'd wear that in I'd wear that in pride. And your amazing employee Nick, if he's still about. One of
he's not with us anymore, but we see him regularly. He's still out and about. So
yeah, he's a legend as well. Yeah, good. He's not sleeping in the van anymore.
So Chip, on your birthday week,
yes,
what have you been up to?
Well, actually, do you know what? I've moved, haven't I, to a new place.
Oh, really?
Which is lovely. Yeah. So I've just been sort of sprucing that up. I've done a bit of interior design.
Any Russell Hobbs?
I've been looking on Gumtree. Obviously, I've got my Russell Hobbs kettle. But I've been looking on Gumtree because I'm going to be a bit of a... I'm going to spruce this place up real nice, you know.
Get your interior design on.
Exactly. I'm going to get a few scented candles. Gonna get a new carpet for my bedroom. Yeah, I'm really excited actually. But yeah,
oh, nice.
That and I've been filming. Well, I did film before Christmas some very sexy hot men.
Yes.
In a garage.
Rob was admiring their bodies.
Oh, well, to be honest, yeah. I mean, they are
that's
very,
dream work, that is.
Very
yeah.
good bodies. Yeah, and, yeah, and luckily they were oiled up, which was fantastic. So that was, and I got to edit as well, which is very fun. So that was really nice.
My favourite clip is the one that starts literally, you must have been holding the camera an inch away from the person's crotch.
I was indeed, yes. And there's some very big packages.
Oh, God.
There is, they are. They had to, it's amazing, actually. I didn't realise you'd get these. They're actually without they're going to hate me because obviously people look at it and think, oh, that looks enhanced.
But trade secrets.
Yeah, it is trade secrets. What it is, it's this little this week on Chips Film and TV trade secret. Hi guys, lovely to see you again. So how we did this shot, now basically what it was you put these swimming like cups in the boxes and it gives you a really nice, not just large but very like well kept package, like an Action Man package. Remember Action Man back in the day? Like the perfect, obviously didn't actually have a penis, but
round, it was like rounded, like a fat vagina.
Yeah, exactly. But it makes it look big. So I tried it on mine. It didn't, not much luck. Still looks tiny, but it's.
Here's one for you.
Go on.
If you were to tell a Jamaican woman that she has a fat pussy, that would be a compliment.
Really?
Yeah. No way.
It's true.
I still
won't
be doing
facts.
That. But is it
facts? Yeah, fat pussy. That is a compliment. Oh.
Didn't know that. I didn't think I'm gonna. Well, maybe I'll.
Well,
try
I mean,
that.
It's risky, but yeah, no. That honestly, fat pussy. They will say, yeah, my pussy's fat.
Really?
Yeah.
That's.
Well,
that's,
I guess if you got told you had a fat dick, you'd probably be pretty happy.
I would be very happy. Again, that's never happened to me, but I'd imagine it's quite nice. Yeah. Right. Anyway, we've descended into smut straight away. Thanks, Rob. That's your.
No, it is. That was your filming.
That was my filming, yeah. But it was my filming.
You didn't need to do that close crotch shot, did you?
Definitely. That's one of my best. Do you know what? We had to actually go through Edpol to make sure that was allowed because it was so hot. I think Edpol must have said more, yeah, get it in. But yeah, so that
more
was,
of
so
it,
that,
please.
Yeah, hot piece. So that's what I did for my birthday. I was editing lovely Half Naked Men. And then I got rather hammered because my lovely colleague got me a lovely bottle of rum.
Oh.
Yeah, so I drank that with. We actually did shots on Zoom. It's really fun, actually.
Oh, nice.
Because my housemates obviously work with Zoom now. I've become friends with his colleagues as well, even though I don't think they want that to happen. I've sort of just jumped in the Zooms and usually half nude.
You've stolen his friends.
I've stolen his friends, and I think they like me better. I'm not sure, but
that's
yeah.
really cruel.
But we had a work shot. How cool is that? I did a shot during work.
Do you know what that reminds me of? Is
what's
when
that?
Rob will know this scenario. When I used to live in St. David's Square, I used to live with four very handsome and also well-built gentlemen.
Oh, did you?
And occasionally, I'd bring a woman home.
Oh yes.
A lovely female.
Very occasionally. On a rare occasion, that more like.
It happened once.
Yeah, once.
And I'd take her in, and the way it walked in is you went straight into the kitchen, and all the bedrooms were upstairs. And I'd go into the kitchen, we'd sit down there, have a drink, and then one by one, my flatmates would come down topless.
Oh, yeah.
Looking 100 times more attractive than me.
And she's just crying, like, oh, I'm not getting with you. Oh.
And she's there.
The only
thing
that helped him out was when I lived there and I'd come in topless.
Yeah. Rob would come
and then she'd run out of the door.
Off.
So
yeah, Rob would just come down with his bottom half off instead. Brilliant. Yeah, that would always do help. I need you for that as well, Rob. I think I used to, because I like walk around my house naked though. I'd like to imagine when my old housemates brought their lady friends back, that was the same case. I don't think it ever was, but yeah, that'd be quite a.
What you'd like to steal? You'd like to steal your?
Well, absolutely not. But I'd like to feel like I was. You know, you'd have the same.
Do you not remember last week's New Year's revolution, which was to be a better friend?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I apologise. I was actually mocking myself though, because that would never happen. I was more saying I'd be like Rob. If you had me, if you lived with me and Rob, you'd be fine.
talking.
Well, I think it was the smell in your old flat that would have scared people away. That's for sure.
What, the Fishhead Palace?
The Fishhead Palace.
I can't believe people actually, brought people back to that flat. It's awful. Yeah, I feel terrible now.
Was that?
But worse than that was the time where we had a friend who did the hot wing challenge when we lived in Stepney Green, and he did this hot wing challenge. Yeah, no problem. I can eat anything. Did the hot wing challenge. Instantly crying like a baby. It was way too hot. Went home crying on the bathroom floor. It's obviously coming out of both ends. He's begging everyone to get him Gaviscon.
Oh, no.
And then one of our other friends, the best looking one of the bunch, he was in the bedroom next to that toilet. scored an absolute worldie, brought her back, and he's there trying to crack on whilst Baker's literally crying.
Oh, was it Baker?
Naked on
was
the floor,
he's a twat,
begging Jamie to get him some Gaviscon and take him to the hospital.
Oh my god! Yeah, no, hang on a minute. Hang on. So Jamie and Dad. So who was the bloke? I'm trying to work out who's the good looking friend.
James.
We haven't got any good looking mates. Oh, James. Yeah, James is good looking actually.
Trey Songz.
Yeah, he's Trey Songz. He is very attractive actually. Yeah,
there you go.
The wonderful pianist, I believe.
Oh, can you imagine that? You're literally a thin wall's width away from your friend tripping himself whilst you're trying.
Yeah, exactly. Getting some air muffs on it.
I think James is that good looking that it probably still went ahead.
Yeah, probably it did. Yeah, he is good looking. Yeah, he's actually our only good looking friend. We're quite an ugly bunch, aren't we? God, brilliant.
Oh Lord. Right. So, Rob, gotta say, we've got to be brutally honest here. Your jingle is fucking quality.
It is amazing. It is. Everyone loves it as well. We got so many messages back saying it's class. It is awesome.
I was thinking what would Pennywise the Clown want to dance to?
Hey, Georgie, you want yourself a nice podcast? We got podcast stream daddy for you, Georgie. We got some jingles for you, Georgie.
Got jingles, all right.
we got some jingles right down here, Georgie. We got a selection of jingles.
Wait a sec. Is Rob's impression better than yours?
I think it might be. Go on, do it. Do yours,
Rob. We got jingles down here, Georgie. Get down in the train, get down here.
He's had you up.
No, hang on a minute.
He's had you up.
Hang on a minute. No. Hang on. I could do a really good impression of the old one, the Tim Curry version.
Oh, hiya, Georgie. Oh, you got balloons down here, Georgie. We got candy cane for you down here, Georgie. Oh, would you like a balloon, Georgie?
That's Tim.
Yeah, I'll take my hat off to that
one.
That's
Tim Curry. He is proper Nancy, though, isn't he?
You know,
he's like, oh, we got a big sausage down here for you, Georgie. We got the sausage down here, Georgie.
You know how Rob just stole your thunder?
He did.
Yeah, that's how your fucking mate feels with his work friends, all right?
Yeah, but I was... He definitely doesn't feel that. He definitely doesn't feel that. Because I was more leaning on that me and Rob would be the perfect... I can't think of the word, but yeah.
So I am like... I have a shaved head, if you haven't seen me before. Mm. And my hairline isn't what it used to be. But for the first time ever, I am in a room with two people with worse hair than me.
Yeah, way worse hair. My hair is shocking. Honestly, my hair is absolutely awful.
You look like Sonic the Hedgehog with the way it's sticking up, mate.
It's so bad, isn't it? Thing is, I think it's like a curse. It's like my hair just stops there and goes all the way. Yeah, it's terrible. But I don't even care at the moment. It's like...
Well, Rob's fixed his, actually. Rob's
hair is so shit as well.
Yeah, but my hair's always been shit.
I swear, one day I went round to see Rob a few years ago and he just gave it up. He's like, I don't care anymore. He's so stressed with work and being a father. He is a father now, mate.
Is he a father?
I am a father, don't you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Two kids.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Rob is the ultimate dad. Although I may say, Rob, you are looking alright today, to be fair, actually, because you normally look a lot worse.
It's a shame that you haven't got me in the full length shot, because you'd see the goalers on display down here. But.
The golf. We need to get an image right. We're going to post an image up, and we'll post it on Instagram of Rob's new shoes. Honestly, you've got to see them. I've just told everyone that he's given up, and they will literally define that perfectly. That is the definition of Rob.
I haven't seen these. Let me have a look.
Oh, mate, they are. Let me get them.
Let me have a look. I haven't seen them.
They're dynamite, Andy. Just you wait. You'll need a pair.
Bear in mind, his twin brother gets 40% discount at Nike.
Yeah, well, these are certainly not. Rob buys his clothes and shoes on Amazon.
Yeah, my Instagram keeps telling me what to wear, and all I can do is oblige.
It's bad enough the council cutting your hair off, let alone doing that. Jesus Christ, hang on a minute. Here they are. Look at them. They're Velcro.
Let me have a look. That is not what he's wearing.
It is. That's his shoes.
That is.
That is not what he's wearing.
We're going to post that up so everyone can see it.
Rob spent all his monthly budget on our jingle, didn't he?
He did. And you know what? This is very rich. Very rich coming from me, who's very unfashionable. I've got some terrible clothes, but luckily Rob trumps me just about, which is great.
Every time.
Oh, Lord. Right. Well, so, God. Rob, what we thought for today's episode, as soon as you're on and you created the greatest podcast jingle of all time. You actually sent us how many? 5 drafts of this jingle with different voiceovers. So for Chips Hot or Not today, we're going to go through each of the jingles and decide which one of them is hot. And actually, no, none of them are not. We're going to decide which one is the hottest.
Yeah, exactly. Because to be honest, it was hard choosing the one that we used last week, but we're going to use a different one this week, of course, because we might as well, isn't it?
So the format will be, we're just about to play the jingle in a minute, but every time we play the jingle, we'll have a discussion with you about what was going through your head when you made it.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, Rob, okay. Right, what I'm going to do right...
Fire up the engines.
Oh, God.
After those technical glitches, whilst we were off, I received a spam email.
Oh, great quality.
It says, "Welcome to the future world of sex. Hi. Sex slows down with age, right?
Wrong.
If you've ever been to a retirement community, first thing you'll notice is everyone's having sex. Yep. 60, 70, 80-year-olds are still doing it. And I'm not talking about one round. These folks are getting it on multiple times a day. So if your sex life has slowed to a crawl, go to a retirement community."
You saw that was something that Jonah said in that. Oh my God.
That is quality.
It's unbelievable.
I hope you haven't made that up, because that would be quite twisted.
Yeah.
Funny, no, the only bit I made up is about going to the retirement community. It does go on to try and sell you some kind of pills or something, but it's nothing we haven't seen in Chip's cupboard.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Blueies.
Well, I did notice... When I went to see my grandma at the retirement home, maybe it was a little bit, something was going on. It did feel a bit...
Why would you possibly want to bring up your grandma after what Rob just said?
I'm just saying, because he just said...
You thought something was going on, what, your grandma was...
I'm just saying, that's the last time I went to a retirement home, so...
That's shocking that you brought that up.
Well, you know, no, I'm just thinking that maybe, I don't know if that's real or not. Silence!
Right, before we had the technical intermission then, which was well timed because Rob's email was quality, we were just about to start playing the jingles that Rob made. So here is the first one that Rob sent through. I'm going to play it so you can all hear it, and then we're going to review it. Oh, well, first of all, Rob's jingles, Chip, are they hot or not?
Oh, well, I don't even have to answer that. They are the hottest of the hot. Hotty, hotty, hot, hot.
And let's run the jingle.
Oh, these chips are boiling hot.
No, they're not.
Oh, these chips are boiling hot.
No, they're not.
My favourite jingle has got to be the third jingle, I think. I really like that one. I think it's perfect. Perfect for me, anyway. That's Julie from Redbridge.
So you've heard the hot or not jingle, but here's the main jingles that Rob made. This is number one, the first one he sent us.
All aboard, ladies and gentlemen, as we take you down to Nonsense Town. Welcome to Chip and Andy's World of Nonsense.
They said it could never be done.
That's a Crow Eye reference, isn't it?
505. That is so good.
So, Rob, tell us a little bit about your thought process for that first jingle.
Yeah. Well, that one's a straight rip-off from The Thick of It. If anyone's seen that part of The Thick of It, where Malcolm's opposite number is... I think he's just been fired and Malcolm's had something to do with it. And
of course he does.
He said, "I will take you down. I will take you down to Funky Town." Oh, mate. It is the funniest bit of TV ever, so I had to give a little nod to that one with this one.
Knock, knock. I love Malcolm. Fucking hell, he's amazing, isn't he?
When you were choosing the instruments, Rob, how did you go about selecting the most nonsense sound of all time?
Yeah, I was going to say, because it does... You've literally... audialised, if that is even a word, nonsense perfect, haven't you?
Yeah, you have. Yeah. It's like the nonsense instruments.
It's amazing.
Came
as soon
out.
As I hear it, it's like, burr, burr, oh, yeah, perfect. It sounds. Let me add, the snare sounds very, very Logic. Yes? Correct?
Oh, it's incredible. It's all incredibly Logic, but I was just thinking, you know the classic. Nonsense.
That's not going around in my head every day. When I work, every day, just weird noises like that go around in my head. That is amazing.
Well, yeah, you've definitely nailed that. Right, we're going to do the next intro that you made. Here we go. Here's number two.
It's the 30th of December 2020, ladies and gentlemen, and the smell of Chip Zip Up Fleece is still in the air. I'm Andy, and I'm Chip. Welcome to our world of nonsense.
We won't play the whole of it,
yeah, but that's brilliant.
That is quality, because Chip, you do have a bunch of shit zip up fleeces.
I have actually got a new one as well now to add to the collection. Jesus. My mum gave me one from Christmas. An old one.
Is it Rocher by John Rocher?
No, it's not. It's a lovely Berghaus that she's had for years. I was just wearing it around the house. And she said, you can have it because she doesn't wear it anymore. It's lovely.
She gave you an old jumper for your birthday.
No. It's like a parting gift.
To accompany the crack hopper.
A Christmas parting gift.
One thing I've just realised is that the two best impressions or unique voices of this episode have been Rob's so far.
Yeah, I know. I've got a bit of stage fright, actually. I'm struggling a little bit. I have to turn it out of that. What's that you're doing, Rob? What are you doing there?
Oh, just doing you know. I don't know if I can be on a podcast anymore.
Quality.
Right, let's go with number three, shall we?
Yep.
Shall we do it?
Let's do it.
Right, my microphone's
your mic's falling off again.
I'm having mic issues.
I'm not allowed
again.
To touch the mic when I come in. He's like, don't you touch the mics at all. Silence! Silence!
Right, here we go, number three.
Tuck your cock between your legs. Ready for entry.
I pulled it up. It gets a reload.
Reload! Right, DJ, reload it.
Pull it. Right, here we go.
Tuck your cock between your legs. Assume the brace position and get ready for entry. Join us, ladies and gentlemen, as we enter Chip and Andy's world of nonsense.
Oh, that is good. You know what that one's good for? Rob, I don't know if you listened to last week's episode, but we're talking about getting impregnated by nonsense.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I'm thinking,
new listeners, people are into it.
You know, I had to try and embody my feelings about you guys and what I've seen you do in the past. And to be honest, I've probably seen Chip do similar things to that on a number of occasions.
I've definitely seen you tuck your cock between your legs.
I've done it a few times, yeah. I'm quite good at it, actually.
Over Zoom.
I'm lucky, I'm not very well endowed, so it's quite an easy trait, to be honest.
Well, surely that makes it harder, right?
Huh?
Surely that makes it harder.
Nah, because you can just, it's like there's not much there to work with, so you sort of just stuff it down there.
Yeah, me and Rob wouldn't know, we've got huge dicks.
I've seen Rob's.
Hey,
I've seen Rob's before. Last time I saw Rob's, it looked very, very sad. It looked very upset. Whereas mine's more like Frankenstein's creation. It looks like it's been sewed back on.
Right, Chip, just because I'm stealing the show here.
Yeah. I know. You are indeed.
Yeah, you're so mean. Don't forget he's my twin mate.
I've been very mean, actually.
We can punch you up.
Yeah, you can, exactly. A virtual punch.
Famous out. Twin attack.
Exactly, yeah. Sorry, Rob. Actually, I'm being very mean to Rob. I do apologise. It's good because me and Rob are on the lowest of the low, so we're easy targets, aren't we, Rob?
Yeah, we are, yeah. Pick on the bullies. You have to switch this round on Andy in a minute.
Yeah, exactly. I will. I'll be swinging it around on Andy.
I've actually referred to my twin brother as a very handsome man several times on the podcast.
Yes, you have.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Number four.
Don't like liars. Don't like lying. So.
Right, number four.
Wake up and smell the piss. It's Chip and Andy's nonsense.
Oh, God.
That is amazing.
Nice.
You do know that Mum listens to this.
Yeah, so now you're both in the doghouse.
That could be my favourite.
Do you know what? Talking of your mum and father, they sent me a rather lovely birthday video. And I sent it to Andy, and Andy was rather jealous.
Yeah, well, it was a very lovely, lovely video that I would have liked to receive on my birthday.
It was perfect. It was
you didn't get one. I got one. I got two, actually.
Yeah. Andy didn't get
two. To my favourite son.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, no, I was very happy with that. It was perfect.
It was a good
Andy, yeah, very, left a very sour taste in Andy's mouth, didn't it, Andy? Didn't enjoy his Weetabix as much this morning because of that video.
Weetabix, Christ. Right, there's one more. Here we go.
taste it, smell it, wash it round your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time once again. Welcome to Chip and Andy's World of Nonsense.
Now that's actually the one we've gone for, isn't
that
it?
That is the one we've gone for, yeah. I like you sort of go American at the end there, Rob.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, actually, you guys, you know, you're one with the people and you like to get your fans involved. So I reckon what you need to do is throw it out there, see if anyone's got any good intros, forward them on to me and I'll record them and we can 100%, review them on the next podcast.
Yeah, 100%, we've got one voice note we want to stick in there, haven't we?
We're going to put that voice,
last week, didn't we? We will do that because that is quality and we'll send it to the music man who lives far away, which is Robert. What is the tune again? It's like Benny Hill mix. It's like Benny Hill on acid, isn't it?
Wait, Rob, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. We'll put you on the spot right now. You're going to have to do one live, all right?
Yeah.
We'll give you a couple of seconds to have a think, all right?
Yeah. Okay.
Bim, 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 bim.
You've pressed stop, but it's never going to end. Welcome to hell with Chip and Andy and their world of nonsense.
Amazing.
Chip and Andy's world of nonsense.
No, Rob's is better, all right? Just stop trying.
I'm scared now. Every time I'm just thinking, chuck a stick him in there. Every time I'm thinking of doing something, I'm getting out of stage by Roberto.
All right, so just to round off this section, we're just going to give Rob a little round of applause for the best.
Thank you so much, Rob. I mean, it took you long enough, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Bloody did.
Well, never mind. It took you a rather long time, actually. So I'm glad you got it done in the end. But well done, chap.
I am a father, you know.
You are a father. Yeah, a fashionable father, actually. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Amazon trainers.
Amazon trainers.
They were better than the little ones.
Oh my God, the little ones.
Better than those little pizzas anyway, mate. Yeah. You could probably wear them on your feet.
Very true.
Rob would have been equally cross about that.
He would have been very cross. Actually, no, I don't know, actually. I think Rob would have just eaten them, wouldn't you, Rob? I mean, yeah.
Anything that I've not had to cook or prepare, mate.
Yeah, Rob will eat, exactly. Oh, God, I've seen him eat litter before.
Can't wait for the chicken bolties to come back.
Oh, I know. It's going to be genius, isn't it? Andy, we were thinking, weren't we? Because obviously it was my birthday yesterday. Oh, yes! My lovely birthday. It was actually a lovely lockdown birthday. It was very nice, so I had a very good time. But we thought, what weird gifts or experiences that we could come up with.
Well, that was it. We've already done gifts, didn't we? We did Christmas gifts. So we've done that. It's all ticked off.
It's on the shelf.
So we're thinking we could discuss some funny gift experiences. So back in the... This all started, didn't it, with Red Letter Days, a long time ago. You get a little box or a little letter, it was red.
From Virgin Experiences.
Inside of it would be like, you've got a track day and you get to go and race around the track in an Indy 400 car or whatever.
I'd love that. I never got that.
Well, I mean, I never did it either, but it's a cool thing. But nowadays, these experiences are pretty popular.
Yeah, like,
you've done that for your mum.
I do it all the time. Do it for my mum. Yeah, always.
So we were thinking we'd each come up with a couple of ideas of experiences that you could gift a well-known celebrity.
Yes, we did indeed. And obviously, because Rob, who is our dear guest of the show, first guest, we thought, hey, Rob, why don't you go first?
Because obviously, pressure.
Big pressure as well. And as you've been mocking my impressions and my usual jest and jibes.
He hasn't been mocking them. He's just been doing better impressions.
Yes, exactly. I put it to you, sir, that you give me your first and best example.
All right, well,
look at him.
I looked at it slightly differently. So, like, when you're buying these gifts, you know, you got a price in mind, and when you start looking through them all, you do tend to find the perfect one.
Rob's prices are
always way more expensive than you're expecting. So you end up thinking, oh, you know what? There's a reasonable chance they're going to take me, so I'll treat myself here and I'll buy myself an experience whilst getting my friend something nice for their birthday. Yeah. So I applied this to the celebrities. So this is something that I'm gifting a celebrity to do with them, but in reality it's for myself. So the first one is Gordon Ramsay. And I'd like to take him on a dining experience to the shittest restaurant that I can find.
any given pub in Tottenham, then?
Yeah.
That Brown Eagle opposite the ground. That's actually not bad.
Whoa.
I'm joking. I love that place. That Brown Eagle. Awesome.
Yeah. Christ, that is sacrilege. That is Christ.
Yeah, that is class.
Get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Get out. Yeah, yeah.
Get out.
Get out of here, man. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, but what? All right then. So what is the shittest restaurant you've been to, Rob?
Exactly.
What one is you taking him to?
Well, I mean, I would probably have to take him to that murder den in Tottenham, just opposite the station.
All they're going to serve you there is a packet of out of date port scratches.
Yeah, and someone's arm.
And your last will.
Yeah,
what's your last orders going to be, huh?
No, I think I'd probably take him to Spice World on Stepney Green High Street, I reckon.
Yeah, that that place grim. Is terrible, isn't it? Andy's always eating there as well. I always see him in there. He took me there once. I think it was one of you took me there once. You're like, this place is quality. This is mint. It was awful. It was like dogs. It was like, served you like dogs' mouths, weren't they? In a bap. It was horrible. It was like, hey, well, lad, have that you down yet? It was horrible, mate. Boiled dog's lips.
If there's one accent you will not hear on Stepney Green accent, it's a
Northern accent. Yeah, definitely not. Definitely, yeah, exactly. Oh, brilliant.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, that was, that's quite a good one. I would love that.
Yeah,
I would actually just love to hang out with Gordon Ramsay
that was,
for a day.
You know, that's a very from coming from Rob. That was a very safe option there. That I think. That's
but I did just to confess here. I did have to.
Andy's been the fun police on this one.
I had to veto a few of them, didn't I?
You did. Me and Rob had lost it a little bit, but I think
I don't want either of you to lose your jobs or end up in prison. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, this is one that Andy vetoed, but if there was a celebrity that I didn't like, I'd probably take him on Sean King. Kingston's jet ski experience.
I don't condone it.
What's the next one, Rob?
I'll move on.
I just don't want to. Rob will egg me on and I'll jump in with
even
something.
Even Chip has skipped past that one. Jesus.
All right. So the next one is a fictional one again, and he's already featured once in this episode. So I would gift Pennywise the Clown. A Fright Fest experience. Because can you imagine? You're walking around with Pennywise the Clown around this like fake, you know, graveyard type set, and there's this guy, this actor behind one of the gravestones with a big chainsaw ready to jump out at you. He turns around the corner, he's ready to scare the shit out of you. He turns around, it's just Pennywise the Clown doing that dance with all hell breaking out behind him. Absolutely shits himself.
That'd
be the best thing ever.
Amazingly, I want to just remind you of Pennywise doing that weird little dance he does. Look like what Andy was doing earlier. I don't know if it was a floss you were doing.
I can do the Pennywise dance. Yeah. I'm just saying.
All right, let's see it. Come on.
Yeah, you can do it. Come on.
All right, Colin, you have to film it, Chip, so that we've got evidence.
Okay, hang on a minute. Let me get my shit phone up.
Wait, this is going to have to be one of your next Instagram videos, I reckon. You have to mix up Pennywise the Clown with
the dance. Do the Pennywise music. Rob, do the Pennywise music while I do it.
Nonsense.
What is the music on it? What is it doing? It's like that, isn't it, on it?
Don't you want to float?
God knows what it is, man.
Don't you want to float, Evan,
it's not a film that you return to every weekend, is it?
I forgot what is the new one? What does he sound like? He's less like paedophilic, isn't he? Because the first guy literally is like a paedophile, isn't he?
It's a mad one, the first one. Yeah.
The first one's ridiculous, isn't it? He's like, hiya, Georgie. How are you doing? Hey, wise guy. Yeah, wise guy. But what's the...
Stop doing that! Stop it! You can't just create accents for people. You can't do it.
Hiya, wise guy. Pennywise, yeah? What is...
Pennywise guy.
Yeah,
Pennywise. Well, I think in the new one, it's pretty much him just wanting to kill the kids, right?
Yeah, that could be the new one, couldn't it? He's just in New York. He's like, it's me, Pennywise guy, eh?
What's that
candy down for you, eh? Oh,
wouldn't be very scary, though, would it?
New one? He's like, pop, pop, pop. He's like, oh, we got it all down here for you, Georgie. No, it's not like that, is he? He's like got weird... The new one, accent, no good. Because I can't do it.
Because you can't do it.
Because you can't do it.
Exactly. I forgot what it sounds like. Yeah,
that's the same reason that the guy on Stepney Green High Street sounds like he's from Rotherham.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Rob, I love that.
Spectacular. That's a good one. Have you got a third, or are we moving on?
Yeah. Well, I've got a third. Yeah. I'll just do it quickly, though. It's... again, remember, this is, you know, an experience that I'm gifting to someone, but really it's for myself. There's a few companies in London now doing these mad VR experiences, and there's one called Pistol Whip. And what it is Pistol Whip is an unstoppable action rhythm FPS journey through a cinematic bullet hell, powered by a breakneck soundtrack to become the ultimate action hero legend. And I'm going to gift that to Jason Statham.
Yeah, oh. That would be epic, wouldn't it? Oh. I would do anything with Jason Statham.
Like, oh, kiss him.
Kiss him 100%. I'd go for a lovely baguette dinner with him.
The thing is, that's it. You'd go for this VR experience. You'd have the time of your life. You'd have 19 pints afterwards, and you just got to remember not to introduce him to your wife.
Yeah. And then you... And you just watch him shag your wife, because that's what you do.
No, his wife's a Victoria's Secret model.
Is it? Nah, but you, I wouldn't want that. I'd want Jason Statham. I'd want to have this really fun day, have like a packed lunch with him. You drink 90 pints with him. He wouldn't even be pissed. And then just watch there with my hand on my hips as he shags my wife. I'd love that. That would be amazing.
You'd have to just, I think we need to send Jason Statham to this retirement community I found.
It's Jason Statham, yeah.
The Jason Statham cookhold experience.
That is a good business venture.
You should get it on Red Letter Day.
Honestly, I'm gonna write that. We could get rich. I'm trying to find ways not to know how to make money. That would be amazing. People would all sign up for that.
Are you trying to say that you look like Jason Statham or something?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I'm just saying, if I ring Jason Statham up and say, listen, if you get a lot of money, and he'd be shagging a lot of people's wives, but I reckon people would pay that.
Maybe.
You get at least £45 worth of Red Letter Day vouchers.
I went for 20 pints with Jason Statham.
19,
sorry. Yeah. And then he made love to my wife whilst I watched. And then that'd be amazing because I would be his like agent. I could be his agent, couldn't I?
I think you'd have a hard time selling it to him, mate.
His wife shagging agent.
Yeah, and I bet his wife would be fine with it as well because she'd be making a sweet 8% cut on it.
Yeah, but his wife is stunning.
Yeah, but... That's so.
Everyone else's wives are not stunning.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. Isn't
Except
it?
For my girlfriend.
Yeah. Speak for yourself, Andy. Yeah, I have a stunning wife.
Yeah.
There we go.
Exactly. Yeah.
Feeling lonely over there, Chip?
I have my ways.
Lonely. I'm so lonely.
We went on a Zoom for Chip's birthday yesterday, and we had some Akon bangers on.
We did indeed. We did have some massive Akon. I'm a huge fan of his. Big up Akon. Okay, well, Rob, thanks so much for them. They were very delightful.
They were. I'll go next, shall I?
Yeah. Tell you what, they were actually the complete opposite of the ones you put in the chat.
We won't mention that. And notice I'm not laughing.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. Sorry, Daddy. Yeah.
Yeah, the fun police.
Do you know what Andy's told me off a few times today, actually?
Yeah.
He is, yeah. I came out of this flat. This flat was impeccable. Tell you what, it is lovely here.
Well...
It is clean as a whistle.
That's how I run my household.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Right, so my first one is for Peter Wallace Hobbs. The partner and co-creator of Russell Hobbs. What are you doing?
That's what I do when I hear Russell. Hello, Russell. How are you doing today, Mr. Hobbs?
Do you want to hear some interesting facts about Mr. Hobbs?
Yes, obviously.
Yes, yes.
Obviously, yeah.
So he actually, scandalous this is, was the MD of Morphy Richards.
No way.
The year before he started Russell.
Really?
A scandal as well. Nothing's hotter than a nice scandal.
Especially when it's about, you know, home appliances.
That's it. And that's
a drama in that. Maybe
that's
right
truth. And then Russell Hobbs went on to have the most popular selling automatic kettle in the 70s.
Sold over
5 million units.
That's amazing. I've got that kettle as well. I've got it framed in my room.
They actually created the first ever coffee percolator.
Did they?
Percolator.
That's a rap hit, isn't it?
Percolator.
And do you know what he liked to do more than anything?
Sunbathe with his wife?
Similar.
Ooh.
He probably did do this whilst he was doing it. He used to like to go yacht racing with his great rival, Don Murphy.
Did he?
Of Morphy Richards.
He's like, oh, hello, Don. Nice to meet you. He's like, here he is, Russell Hobbs. Shagging my wife again and stealing my damn kettles.
Why I challenge you to a duel.
Yeah, exactly, yes. It looks like we've... Yeah, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? Just dueling with kettles. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Boy, I reckon they go, I reckon to prove how
me and Andy
are.
Have seen some similar violence.
Yeah, that would be...
With a kettle, but with
really,
a jug.
Do you know what would be really violent? Is they both filled their kettles up, and to prove who had the better kettles, they had to pour the boiling water on each other's head, like... That would be an epic duel, wouldn't it? Trial by combat.
I'm going to use a refrigerating unit.
Sorry.
I was thinking, for Peter Wallace Hobbs's birthday, we could do a supermarket sweep style trip to John Lewis.
Oh, amazing. Yes, that would be wonderful.
So he can buy all his own products.
Products, yeah. And then I reckon he's a bit of a boaster, isn't he?
I reckon he would. I reckon he'd go be around boasting, getting all of his own.
Yeah, he'd be like, 5 million units, this kettle. Not many sold for Dorothy, was there, eh? That would be amazing.
Can you just buy it, please, sir, and leave? No!
I shan't leave this shop unless I bought every single Razzle Hobbs unit.
And when he's putting it through, he'd be, well, 200 cups in one boil, that one.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and I bet he's a sort of bloke, he's a bit like Rob. I bet he, when he's in the house, he's normally
what,
nude.
Goal of trainers?
Nude from the waist below. Always. That's just the way Russell Hobbs does it.
I won't be, women, get away from me with those trousers. Those leg sheaves.
He'd be like the Extras episode with Orlando Bloom where he's always talking about Edward Scissorhands.
Johnny Depp.
But he'd be going around, he'd see a Morphy Richards and say, fucking shit that is. What you got that in here for?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. He's a toucher.
Doesn't even reach 100 degrees.
Yeah. 98 degrees per spice. Bring me a thermometer. No, I reckon also I reckon he's...
Good in a pandemic, that one.
Yeah, I reckon manhood-wise as well, is would look like a medium to large butternut squash.
Why are you talking about that?
I'm just saying, that's what he'd be doing. That's what he'd be like, swinging around whilst he's going through the homeware appliance section in John Lewis.
It's very, very dick-heavy, this episode, isn't it?
Mm, it is. Yeah, well, ironically, his would be very heavy.
It would be.
It would weigh the
very
same
hard
as...
To cut.
It would weigh the same as, I don't know, like... A half a bag of taters.
All right. My number two.
Taters.
Would be a Have I Got News For You experience.
Yep.
Where you get to go on the show and you get to choose who else is on the panel. It's hosted by Jimmy Carr. And I thought it would be an excellent present for Simon Dean.
Oh, yes. Dino! The goat. The absolute goat.
That would be a gift for the entire world. If you don't know who Simon Dean is, then watch our fucking podcast a bit
exactly,
more,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah. But listen to it, all right?
He does all the funny articles the super serious articles in the sport on Sunday.
We could, you know, we could actually just do a podcast just for that every week, just review them, because they're so good. I've been sent more recently. God, they are amazing.
Have you actually?
Yeah. We sent some absolute classics.
Well, should we set a date? Well, I tell you what, on our 20th episode,
we've got to get
We'll
do one again, but we're going to get Simon Dean on the podcast.
That'd be brilliant.
100%. I reckon what we should do is we should email him, send him the videos as well, and just be like, listen, Dino, we need you on there.
A couple of nudes.
Yeah, I'll send him some nudes.
From Rob.
I would suggest sending him anything but your actual podcast. Come on.
Well, Rob, the joke's on you, pal, because you're on it. So, giving us some mockery, but you're on it, aren't you?
We thought we were going to boost the levels this week, but it's gone down smart alley again.
Yeah,
it has
gone down smart alley. I was just actually going to say that I could send them a few hard copies I've got to try and tempt them on.
Hard.
No, hard copies. Okay, well, yeah, I think that would be a brilliant gift.
The third one that I got written down, I never really fleshed out. Mm. So I've only got the name
Much
of the
like
person.
Much like most of your research, normally.
I've only got the name of the person it would be.
You never prepared, you chick. You never prepared.
But there's got to be a good one for David Dickinson.
Oh,
there.
Definitely. I tell you what. What about, he loves a suntan, doesn't he, David Dickinson?
That's
so
what I was thinking.
Like, yeah, what about like a spa day with some suntan at the end? That would be lovely.
Well, the thing I was thinking about is because he's so orange, you'd want to take him somewhere where he kind of blended in, so like an Iron Brew factory.
Yeah, definitely. Chuck him in. Like like some sort of X-rated Willy Wonka and chocolate battery. Just, he's like, oh, he's drowning in a massive, massive unit of red, of what's it called again? Iron Brew.
Dressed as an Umpa Loompa.
Yeah, imagine that. You go to the Iron Brew factory and it's just David Dickinson as an Oompa Loompa. That would be amazing.
I forget all that. I reckon taking paintball and you see his orange face from anywhere, you should shoot him up.
He's just like, hello, David Dickinson, everybody, boom. He's like, oh, hello. He's like, posh, isn't he, David Dickinson? He's like, what? Welcome to my iron brew factory. Come and have a sip of my iron brew. It's homemade, don't you know? Yes, I usually oil the machines. And you just pick, imagine that, you just pick him up and boot him into the into the massive like bowl of iron brew below. That would be an amazing scene, actually, wouldn't it?
That would be quite a spectacular.
David
yes.
Dickinson as an Oompa Loompa. He just gets booted into a bucket of iron brew. Oh, I would love that.
So how would you present that to David? How would you wrap that up for him?
Well, I think you'd have to kidnap him. I think
he's very posh. You'd have to befriend him.
Yeah, you would. He'd be like, oh, hello, sir. You'd have to go for a nice pint of ale with him.
Yes, exactly that. And a pie.
Well, I'm very posh, aren't I? So I could sort of...
You do the accent quite well.
Thanks, Andy.
Compliment for you there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry, what's that, Rob? I can't hear you over there, buddy. Looks like you're
Rob just texts me to say go easy on Chip.
It looks like yeah, I'll be crying a lot tonight, don't worry. I usually only cry myself to sleep in the week, but looks like I'll be doing it the weekend as well.
Yes, that's my free chip. Did you prepare some?
Of course I did.
Oh, there we go.
Mine are a lot. Yours were quite normal, actually. Mine were way more silly.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, yours were quite. Yours are actually good gifts. I think they would enjoy that. So I'd say a day at Longleat with Justin Bieber.
That would be fucking brilliant.
That would be so good.
I want that more than anything in the world.
But what I said is, because you know the seal boats, but what I do is I wouldn't tell. I don't know if Justin Bieber likes seals, but I'd imagine he'd be into
that. I don't know the seal boats. Explain.
The seal boat is you go on the boat, and if you're lucky, a seal comes out. Once, I'm not even joking, once a small child put their arm out and the seal ripped it clean off. It was brutal.
Is that true?
Yeah, 100%. I was there. I saw it with my bare eyes. There was blood, and he was going, aah! His seal would like literally bit his arm off. He just had like I think what he'd done is he'd snuck the idiot, thought that seals like tuna, so he'd snuck like a prince's can of tuna in sunflower oil in his pocket, like opened it up and tried to like pour it into the seal's mouth. Because they only like shrimps, and it jumped out and bit his arm off.
Crazy.
I mean, I just made all of that up.
I know.
Obviously. Well, I'll tell you something that's not made up. So we have seals outside GTEC regularly. So.
Do it? You?
Yeah, no, we did. It was on the BBC chip. You should know.
Oh, right. Well.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. The ones in the Thames. Why do they want to swim there? Yeah, how unlucky is that? That's what I'd imagine if you live that, that's what I'd imagine if you go to Bristol for one weekend only and end up in Chasers.
That's what are you saying about GTEC?
No, nothing about GTEC.
You saying about GTEC?
No, I don't know.
He's having a pop at GTEC.
I would never mock GTEC. Never. Anyway, back to my gift.
You'll do well not to, Chip, because you'll end up with no limbs left.
So. Yeah. I'll be like a human dolphin.
Those tiny, tiny forearms of yours.
Yeah, easy to cut off. Easy to bend.
Slender.
But I was thinking it'd be fun if me and the boat owner or the worker at Longleat hang Justin Bieber off the boat whilst we're going on the boat, so he can like literally he's like hanging off the side of the boat whilst the seals like jump on him. What, and
just stuff. a dead Justin Bieber just rocking along the side of the boat. That's pretty morbid, Jim. He's not going to like that for his birthday, is he?
We'd liven it up a little bit, like a little bit of like the head under the water for a bit, and then pull him up. I think that would be fun. That's the sort of thing I want to do.
This is for Justin Bieber's
birthday. Okay, or he just puts me on the side of the boat. They're hanging me. I just think it'd be so funny seeing Justin Bieber hanging off the side of a boat whilst these seals are sort of jumping around.
Biting his arms off.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was either that
biting,
or chucking
biting the arms off his dead paws.
It was either that or he's been quite sinister. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Pennywise is in my head now. It was either that or I was gonna sort of like push him off the edge of the gorilla containment bit.
What are you just thinking about getting Justin Bieber all day?
Watch him get pulled apart like soft bread.
Why can't you just hang out with him? Here, Andy, I've got you a day with Justin Bieber. Yeah. In my head, I'm thinking fucking quality.
Yeah.
Let's go do some shit that doesn't involve killing Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really mean kill him. I just mean like rough him up a bit because I think it'd just be fun.
I don't know why.
Actually, honest, have you seen the gorillas on that island? If you went into like cage or whatever it's called,
you'd be dead.
Yeah, you would be. I just hope they would. I just hope they wouldn't do anything else to you. That's what I'm saying. Anyway.
Oh, Rob, this is what I have to deal with every single week. That's what I mean.
If that's the one you're leading with, at least getting progressively worse. Because if so, we might as well move on right now.
It's like a fear. I put here fear experiment. So I wouldn't actually get him hurt. It would be like when you get out on towers and they jump out on you, but just a tiny little bit with a little bit more violence.
Here you are, Andy. I've got you a fear experiment for your birthday. No thanks.
No, well, no, I won't. No, yeah, no, I know. I'll get you. I was going to get you.
You got
that.
A gift receipt with that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, you can. Gift aid as well.
You got a gift receipt with that?
Oh, you got a gift receipt with that, mate?
Well, give me a gift receipt.
Oi, Andy, where are you? A white guy?
What did you get for Christmas? I got a bunch of gift receipts.
I got a loaded bag of gift receipts and then go to the boots and spend them. I actually got a gift voucher. I got a £5 gift voucher, I think it is. Which I'm going to use at Boots.
Wait, voucher, isn't that? Is that the one we talked about where you get all the crazy...
That's Wish.
Wish, yeah. Yes.
Don't worry, I've got a few things of them coming up. I knew my real birthday night's tonight, actually. So I've got a few deliveries turning up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From Wish.
Strippergram.
Yes.
Virtual. Isn't Wish the site where it's like you can buy, I don't know, Man United for 50p?
Yes, that is it. Brilliant site.
I did that the other day, never turned up. Okay, this is another one. A stick of rock for the Rock.
Oh, for God's sake.
Just because I would love to see his face before he crushes my skull, because literally...
I reckon it's happened. I reckon that will happen.
You would do it to him, and he'd just be going, "You think you're funny, huh? You think you're funny?" And he'd like, just, he'd crush, he'd literally, he's so big now as well, wouldn't he? He would crush my skull. I'd love to see him crush my skull with either his arms or his thighs. Preferably,
but you know what? I don't think he would. I think he'd just turn around and go, "Oh, that's real funny, Chip."
Yeah, that's a real nice joke there, man. Hey, I'm the Rock. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I'd rather see you give a sock to Mankind. That'd be
fair. Yeah, he's like, "Yeah, man, that's a nice present you got me there." Yeah. Hey, you know what? Hey, man, I'm going down Vin Diesel's house later. We're going to do some rocking, baby. Ooh, hey. There was a rumour that Vin Diesel was gay, wasn't there? Has that been foiled yet?
Is Vin Diesel in Saving Private Ryan?
Yes, he is. Yes, yeah, Vin Diesel is in Saving Private Ryan.
It shocked me. I watched it yesterday.
I know. I saw him. And Matt Damon.
Yep.
And Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. And also, Vin Diesel is the guy that gets shot by the sniper, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's like, "Mum, please, Mum. Before I die, I give this to my wife." That's him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good fact. Anyway, sorry, I went off on a bit of a trip there. This is my favourite one. A caravan birthday weekend with James Blunt.
I don't really know enough about James Blunt.
Oh, he's lovely.
Other than that people...
One of the best-selling UK artists ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it, Andy.
Yes, have some of that, Andy.
You're beautiful. I actually, honest, I'm not joking. I actually love James Blunt and Twitter. He's a genius, by the way. If you haven't been on the Twitter, go on there. So funny. Hopefully, again, he could be a guest in the future for our podcast.
Oh, is he a funny gentleman?
Simon is he's really funny. He's a legend. He just takes piss out of himself the whole time.
Oh. Yeah.
He also, another fun fact. God, this is full of facts today. This should be the fun fact nonsense show. Got a ring to it, that. He was in the army, the British Army.
I did know that.
Yeah.
I did know that, actually.
You did, yeah. So not only has he, you know, fought for our country and such, he's also produced the country amazing music. So really, he should be up there.
Knighthood.
You should get to know a bit. I think, shouldn't it, Rob? I think Andy should know a little bit more about James Blunt than he does.
Yeah, I think he should stop wasting his time on dancing and learn about Blunty.
Hey, good dances, though.
Yeah, very good dances, actually. He's probably very sexual. But yeah, James Blunt, because he could serenade me, couldn't he, in by the fire. This is a lovely one, isn't it? So we've gone from, obviously, you know, getting Justin Bieber almost murdered or paralysed to, you know, a lovely caravan weekend.
I would like that. Yeah, that would.
He's actually got his album's really good as well. If you haven't listened to it, sounds like I'm an agent or something. But, yeah, pretty wise man. And my last one was I had to delete one, by the way.
Yeah, I don't want to know what it is. All right,
so, no. This one's fine. I had to delete a few. Because they'd be edited out. The Tramp version of Ian Bill, you know. I've got nothing left. I've got nothing left. Sorry, he gets to a Tramp after that, I think. I'm not a massive EastEnders fan. But Tramp Ian Bill, which is one of the greatest photos ever.
It is.
One of my best mates, and obviously your mates, Callum, put that on his... He works for Basildon Council, and he sent in that tramp photo for his new photo ID. They obviously just didn't even look at it and sent it back.
Did they actually put it?
His actual, we're going to put this up on the street. It's one of, I put it up on my Instagram loads. One of the greatest photos of all time. It is just his card. Callum O'Shea is like his team pass that he's got to show people when he goes around their house to do the surveying. And it's the tramp Ian Beale.
That is quality.
That is good, isn't it? But I thought it'd be fun to take him to an experience to Windsor Castle, because then it's still outside, isn't it? I wouldn't let him inside. I'd be mean. I'd let him watch me having like a cup of tea inside or something. That'd be horrible, wouldn't it? But it'd be fun. Make good TV, because he'd be like there behind the tree. Like, oh, let's have a sip. Let's have a sip on your tea. Oh, is that a crumpet?
No,
no, you're not having any crumpets. So yeah, I thought that would be a good gift.
So you're going to bully a homeless Ian Beale for your birthday?
Yeah, quite dark and sinister ones though, isn't it?
Yeah, mate, you're a bit heartless here, Chip. You know, your true colours are coming out. Yeah, I just want to have a good time with Jason Statham, Gordon Ramsay and Pennywise the Clown, and you're murdering celebrities and starving the homeless.
Yeah, definitely. Well, there's the homeless. Well, not murdering Ian Beale, I'm mocking him whilst I'm having a lovely Windsor dinner.
Before we wrap up this tremendous episode, Chip, are you all right?
Yeah. I don't think I am.
I think since you stopped going to the gym, mate, it's all calmed down here.
Exactly.
Oosh, oosh, oosh.
Yeah, well, I feel like this is it's been a sort of a bullying practice for both of you two, and I think you've done very well.
Well, now you know how it feels.
Yeah, no, I do. And it feels, do you know what? Feels tough, man. Feels pretty tough. But yeah, Robbie, thanks so much for coming on, buddy. You're a legend.
Yeah,
Robbie,
no worries. Yeah,
Robbie on the poddy. Yeah,
Robbie on the poddy.
Yeah, and even though, yes, yeah, sure, yeah, you may have upstaged me in a few, not all, but a few. It was actually a pleasure.
It's happened once. It'll happen again.
This summer. Can I go back? Or no?
You can go. Go.
Do you know what, Rob? You're never coming on this podcast ever again.
Do you know what, Chip? This podcast is going nowhere, and me and Andy are going to take over next week anyway.
Well, actually, to mock you back, our streaming and download stats would say otherwise.
Quite spectacular.
And we've actually got some listeners in places I've never even heard of.
Turkmenistan.
Yep.
Big fan base.
Eshadohi Amandharajan, which is apparently how he's pronounced. So... Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Rob, you absolute piece of brick.
Actually, wait, before you come back with that, let's have a little accent off on that one.
Okay.
You're going to use that accent, and you've got to go back and forth. The first one to stumble, and I'll be the judge, loses.
Right, this is going to be easy, come on.
Starting with Rob.
But what accent is it? Ooh.
What? You've got to do the one that you were just doing. So Rob does his jingle one, you do your movie advert one.
Okay.
Go.
You know what, Rob? I'm going to take myself on to Amazon.co.uk today and buy you a whole new wardrobe. How would you like that? And how would you like it if I told you it'll only cost you £7, you cheapskate?
You'll never wear it better than me, Chip. I will wear those clothes to death. I'll wear them and I'll take your non-existent girlfriend. How about that?
I'm going to go on to Amazon and get myself a nice big black overall. Come round your house, pull your trousers down, spread them, and make you scream like your wife. You'll be screaming my name. Chip, 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 Chip. Hotter, hotter, hotter. Overall, overall.
I think I've already won this. I think that Andy should have stepped in already because you lost your...
Rob, you're
the winner. Many times.
He's right.
You stumbled at the start.
Did I stumble?
Yeah. You did.
You stumbled many times, Chip, and I will not stand for it.
Well, I'm going to edit out when I get home anyway.
Thanks very much to our thousands of fans who sent us Christmas cards. Literally, we spent the last week going through them. So
couldn't get out the door.
Very generous of you. Thank you.
Exactly. And we'll see you next week. Next week, we haven't decided what we're going to do next week, Andy, have we? But I think next week could be another review episode. And if you're a new or old listener, we reviewed The Haunting of Bly Manor. Once, didn't we? A very good review, actually. I think people learnt a few things that day, didn't they?
So are we going to choose a couple of popular shows and
review
them?
Yes, I think so. A bit of popular culture. So people can listen around, because obviously it's lockdown still.
Boring. I don't want to be locked down.
So I think people are obviously ingesting content, so I think we should do that.